Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio 107.6 FM. You may have noticed it's Halloween. Can't control these guys. Anyway, I'm Robbie North, and I'm joined today by
Stu Hopkin
and Mick Easton.
And hopefully, we'll go for the next hour. And we're sitting in the studio in Residencia Laura, and we're just waiting to see if Noria arrives shortly. I know she has some pressing work to do, but there you go. I have to apologise for missing a few weeks, but unfortunately circumstances meant that it had to be done. So anyway, hopefully we're back now, and maybe next week we actually do a 2-hour programme. We'll see. Depends on availability.
Yeah.
Oh, it's programme 450 in the current series. So it's a bit almost celebratory, I suppose.
Yeah.
There you go. And while I'm talking about celebratory, it's Monster Radio's 10th anniversary. Anybody that knows the Mix team and me and our connection to the Monster. I wish them all the best, and there you go.
That's me.
Did you notice how thin Robin's looking today?
Bit skeletal.
Oh dear. I thought it was going to be new shirts we were getting, but anyway.
Yeah. At least I didn't put the mask on.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah.
Although some people might say that I would look better with the mask.
So how is everybody? We've been a bit absent for a few weeks, so are you good?
Still here.
I'm looking at Jean.
Why?
Is she all right?
Who knows?
Have you had your dressing done?
Yeah.
Oh, poor.
All right.
Yeah. He's getting a lot better now.
There we go. Any news, Michael?
Yes. Yes. from the DGT, I think I'll kick off with this.
Oh. Not about flashing lights, is it?
Is this the change of specification for the things that you put in the front window of your car?
The roof, you mean?
No.
Oh, the light. Are you on about the
light? No, I wasn't on about the light or the roof.
I've had one in the Jeep for yonks.
You know the sign that you put in front of your thing to say you can drive around
Arrecife
and what have you? Apparently there's some big changes in place for what they specify.
Oh, well, that hasn't come up on the DGT website yet.
Oh, right, okay.
But lots of other stuff have. It's all coming in before the end of 2025. So there are some things you need to be aware of, and some things just I need to be aware of. Okay.
What, motorcyclists?
Is it an age thing?
AIDS?
AIDS? I hope not.
No, age. It's not. Let me go through it for you. The first one is the drink driving laws are changing.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me.
Zero.
Well, quite dramatically, actually, as it happens. And the penalties.
Yeah.
A lot more severe. Okay, so if we're talking now, one small bottle of beer or one glass of wine is going to put you over the limit. The limit for blood is 0.2 and 0.1 for breath. The significance of that is that if you're just 0.12% in your blood alcohol level, that's 6 months in prison.
Yeah.
End of story.
Make the room.
Mm.
So, because the old system was that you didn't necessarily get disqualified on first offence.
No. But this is coming in, so that's pretty low, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. But probably a good thing.
Oh, well,
it doesn't affect me.
No.
Right, just tell me a couple of bits about motorbikes. Open face crash helmets. Illegal.
Alright. That's going to cause major problems.
It is not allowed anymore. You've got to have a full face crash helmet, or the articulated one where it falls down. And gloves.
You must wear gloves.
Must wear gloves. That's mandatory. Yep.
Is that because of the cold weather?
Yeah. No, it's because of when you come off and put your hands out to stop yourself.
And what about your knees, elbows and arms?
Yeah, well, I've got armour, so I don't care.
You look a right idiot. You're going down the road with a pair of gloves on and nothing else.
Yeah. I'll be interested in your...
Except an helmet.
Do you have elbow and knee protectors?
If I wear my leather... Right, okay. Yes, in my new jacket, I've got elbow and spine... protectors and a removable chest protector as well. Okay.
What, for your removable chest?
Yes.
it's to stop the bullets from bouncing off.
Yeah. Okay. But it might. Okay. If I wear my leather trousers, I have got armour in them, but it's hot. It's been very hot, hasn't it?
Don't start explaining.
All right. I've got Teflon trousers. Stretch,
yeah, but
Teflon.
They're not going to protect you as much, are they?
No, my only hope, I suppose, is if I fall off, I'll slide down the road.
Because Teflon's non-stick.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
Right, I'm interested in your opinions on this. This refers to motorbikes, but... if you encounter a large traffic jam, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At Nuremberg, I see food.
Food?
Yeah, carry on.
If you're stuck in a traffic jam, you can, a motorbike, you can now ride down the hard shoulder.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. Not?
Just open passenger door instead.
Carry on.
Well, I'm interested.
I mean, hard shoulder.
Yeah.
We don't have any hard shoulders here, do we?
Are you?
We have a...
Yeah, we do.
No,
they're sort of cycle lanes, aren't they?
No, that's... What that is the distance from the edge of the road. It's a guideline. It's not a hard shoulder, because you'd never get a car down half of them.
No.
Down the LZ2.
And cyclists can use it the same on push bikes, but you've got to give...
Well, of course, cyclists can do anything they bloody want.
And guess what? If you're doing it on a motorbike, you've got to give priority to a push bike.
I'll give you an instance that happened to me this week, and that was we were driving past Yeza roundabout, the first one on the LZ2 going up, and when we came off that roundabout, a car had a puncture. And the guy was changing the wheel. So he was half and half on the road and half off it because of that white line. The Guardia Civil was there with two motorbikes and a local with a police car stopping traffic to guide him round. Guess what came down the LZ2?
Mick.
two cyclists that should never have been on there.
No.
But the police couldn't do no, they had to wave them past, and he shouted at them, get off the LZ2. So, but that's what I'm saying about the arch shoulder. There is no such thing here as an arch shoulder. On a motorway, yes.
Yeah, but one of
the... Oh, the circumvallation?
Yes, there is slightly one there, I think.
Okay.
Well, that's the only one, isn't it?
And what you've got to remember is that, that these laws cater for the peninsula as well.
Yes.
So there will be places.
That's the main area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So, well.
What's the next bit?
It is what it is. We'll never change it. It's a money seeker. So, yeah, I thought you were going to be on about them flashing lights, because...
Well...
Apparently
what?
Somebody was saying that the Spa was selling them as well.
Well, AliExpress and Temu are as well.
But they are the ones...
Well, they're saying they're DGT approved.
Yeah, but they aren't.
But they're not plug-in.
No, then they aren't. They haven't got the transmitter on them.
What do you mean they're not plug-in?
They're not USB plug-in.
What, to charge?
Yeah.
So just asking Hutch decoration.
Yes. It's Christmas. Lights.
Welcome, Nuri.
Hello.
I'm still a little surprised that the police, because the police wasn't really happy about them, were they? In during daylight hours, you can't see that flashing light at all, apparently. Especially here, with the sun shining. I mean, the triangle is...
Well, the other thing is that Noria has got a soft top, so she can't put hers on top.
No.
I mean, the light. That's what she said.
I've noticed numerous times.
Yeah, that's the point. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Yeah. But interestingly, I know traffic is your thing. Do you know what they were checking in Arrecife the other day? Those that have the green sticker with C on?
C on it, yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
What is that?
It's to allow you to drive in Arrecife.
In Arrecife, around the front, especially.
Yes.
This is different to the emissions sticker that Robin and myself...
No.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's a different band. So mine's got a C sticker on it.
Okay.
I've got a zero. Yeah, zero.
Yours has is it a zero?
I think it's zero. Can't remember. I've got it anyway.
Oh, I didn't know whether A, B and C, D. I thought it were banned in that
So one. I'd come out of the Grand Hotel car park and went around the front because I was heading to Policía Nacional. And it is a nightmare to go then back and around. And literally as we were entering that where the Grand Hotel is and they've got the slip car parkway for clients arriving, the police were stopping and checking. And then if you don't have that, they were insisting that you UE and come back.
Yeah.
They weren't allowing you to go down the avenida.
They're available from...
Post offices.
Yeah.
€10, €6, €10, I can't remember. You just take your green paper in for your vehicle and obviously your driving license as your ID and that's it. And they issue it there and then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You should have got one with your car. I got one with my car.
No, I didn't get one. I had to buy mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had to buy mine.
I have to buy mine for Galaxy.
Yeah, but going back to these lights,
it's just money generating stuff.
Exactly.
The same with hybrid vehicles, low emissions, all of this.
Of
and then in 8 years, you've got to pay another $10,000 for the
and
battery.
Blue taxi number plates.
Correct.
I mean, what's that surprised me is that they haven't given a different colour number plate for higher cars.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. No. Because they're trying to introduce this whole carpooling system in.
Yeah.
Basically saying that as I'm on my own coming down to Playa Blanca, I have to car share with somebody else because there's too many single driven vehicles on the roads at the moment here.
So
if they're going to start restricting residents and how their movements are, then we've got to reduce the amount of car hire companies because especially most days when I try to park outside my office, one cannot park outside their office.
No, they can't. I was just going to say, I brought Linda, we went for a meal last night in the Masters and I came down the Masters Road. I have never seen so many
cars. Can you get nearer your microphone, please?
Can I get rid of it?
No, nearer.
Nearer. Do you want me to turn it
That's
on?
It.
No, you've got to be upright and just speak forward.
I have never seen so many cars coming out of Playa Blanca. I thought the LZ2 was closed, but it wasn't. It was every... I bet.
Because the police were on the roundabouts.
Oh, were they? Last night? Were they?
There's been a load of road checks, isn't there? I got stopped again on Sunday. Very odd, this. They insisted I've got to take my crash helmet off.
Yes.
In a road check.
Yes.
Well, if they need to identify you from your licence,
You'll be glad to know that if you go to a filling station in England, you've got to take your helmet off before you fill your bike up.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Due to the cameras. Because you could come in and rob. You could drive off. And nobody know what it was.
Oh, I wonder where that is, because there's this guy called Vix Rides. He rides and he's got a massive green bean sprout on his helmet. And then people stop and he's given out bean sprout pens. And yet, this surprised me, because when he's going down, he's in the London Borough, other bikers will tap their helmets to inform that the police are nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees them go past, and they actually will flash their lights and turn and follow him. Now, I thought it was an abuse to use your siren and your lights, because I only want to flag him down to get the bean sprout pens from him. And even the ambulance crews as well, and even a bus over Westminster Bridge. I mean, it's a great, it's all positivity. You see people are asking and all of that, but yeah.
Yeah, look, lights and music. Anyway, talking about music, here we go.
Thank you.
Anyway, anybody got the link?
Police.
Yes, well, straight on to that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go, yes.
I was trying to think of moving record name, and I'm thinking, what's
Walking on the Moon.
Walking on the Moon, I thought we had talked about that.
No,
I realised the group was.
I was going to do Message in a Bottle, and I thought that was even more cryptic.
Yeah, yeah. So. We have a message in from our listener.
Oh, Wayne.
Yes.
Wayne.
Yes, his question is...
ChatGTP Wayne.
Meter.
Meter what?
Why use that instead of ChatGPT? Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, there is other variations.
His question is regarding these stick-on lights, okay? Can we still use our hazard lights for anything? Do we need to use them?
No, you just pay extra for them in the car now. Yeah, I mean, you put your hazards on. That's what that's what they're there for. That's
I would put my hazards on.
I would always put my hazards on. But the thing being is, at the end of the day...
The idea is not so you don't have to get out the car and
well, that's what your hazards...
Okay.
Put your yellow jacket on. But the thing is, if the car's in... unfortunately in a dangerous position, I get out of it anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
What is the logo that's on your hazard warning button?
Red triangle.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, they will be in January obsolete. Okay, you might as well throw them away.
What, the triangles?
Yes.
But even so, we've said just exactly the same as what Robin said. What if you're on a blind corner, right?
I agree.
And you put your hazard light on top of your roof, and but if you put your triangle 35 meters away or whatever the distance is,
and warn people coming around the corner,
So
classic one.
I'm not bothered what they say. I'll just, if it's breaking the law, it can't be breaking the law.
Well, okay, the law will be when it comes in January.
But exactly what Robin said, I would get out the car.
And get out of the way.
And it states that if you're in England especially, and I should imagine it's mainland Spain and here, you should do the same because the laws are virtually the same.
Okay, well what they're saying regarding the hazards now, the DGT are saying is, with your V16 stick-on light,
yeah.
Okay, yes, you can use your hazards as well as a helpful additional warning.
There you go.
But, I mean...
It's just a money spinner, Mick. At the end of the day, this hazard light is just a money spinner.
Of course, yeah.
I don't understand why, because as we just said, the sun shines here brightly. You turn that hazard worn out and walk 20 yards away from it and see if you can see it in the light. So if you're looking at the horizon, beyond the horizon, not against a wall, not against a car or whatever. Anyway, look.
But your point is very valid about on a bend, yeah.
Of course it is.
When you come past the...
The other ruling, turning left. A left indicator at a pedestrian crossing. What's that about?
They actually teach them that.
I know.
It's on the driving test.
I do it now because I live in Spain. I do it.
You're turning left.
Well, yeah. But the thing is to occupy like a motorbike occupies the middle of the road to stop because
you still think that you need to take into account context. If you're at a pedestrian crossing with your left indicator flashing, it should indicate that there are people crossing this.
Yes, that's fair enough.
That's, yeah.
So and it is taught in the Spanish testing facilities. So.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the. I know that we complain like mad about roundabouts and the fact that people drive
the wrong
way around in the long, what we consider to be the wrong lane, but that's what they're taught.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, and we're not. But at the end of the day, one of the things that you have to appreciate is that if you're on the inside lane and so you come up to the roundabout and you go onto the inside lane because you want to turn left and you get to the exit that you want to exit and you're still on the inside lane and there's something in the outside lane, they have priority.
Yeah.
That's the law. So there you go.
Well, there's an interesting...
But is it? because I've been told that actually the inside lane, you mean the inside to the roundabout.
Yes.
Yes, they've got the if they're in front of you, it's exactly the same in F1 racing. If they're in front of you at the corner, you can't just cut them up and take the corner.
Well, interestingly, the DGT are saying that, okay, these will all come into effect on January the 1st, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're saying while the V16 is mandatory, it does not replace the use of your hazard lights.
There you go.
All right. So okay. That's slightly different from what you said earlier.
It is. It's just come in.
All right. Okay. What, from a listener?
No, but I think something has, and I will just tell you. Oh.
Oh.
No, it's just interesting. It's obviously probably the biggest tourist sailing ship in the world.
Gone from beacon to tourist ship, right? Yep. The 4-mast sail.
Yeah.
4 or 5?
5.
Has he got a beacon on top? That's what I want to know.
Do they have a beacon on each mast?
I don't know, there's 5. You're absolutely right. I can't remember the name of this vessel, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's been around before.
Anyway.
I'm back.
She's back.
Has anybody said hello to Alan and Tina?
Hello, Alan. Hello, Tina.
Helen.
Alan.
Oh,
and also
with an A or an H.
And also
Alan.
Chris as well. She'd be listening.
I've got to be careful because Alan is spelt with one L or two L's.
One L, I think.
It's Alan. It's Alan then.
Well, what's Alan with two L's?
Alan.
do a priest and a silver medal winner have in common?
But this is the worst about it. Is
both corrupt.
In Spain.
They both come a little behind.
In Spain, if you've got two L's together, how do you pronounce it?
With a Y.
So it's Ayan.
Well.
Ayan. Actually, that's the name of a student, Ayan.
This might be interesting. I'm sorry going back to hazard warning.
Nobody bloody laughed.
But more. No. This is very contradictory now.
Where are you getting this rubbish from?
Meter.
It's a Spanish version of the Daily Fail, Fallo Diario.
Yeah. Meter. So this is not ChatGPT. This is Meta.
It's set. Right, listen to this. It's designed. The V16 is designed to supplement your warning systems on the car.
Wait a minute.
We're missing
the point here. The legal ones transmit a SOS out.
Yes, they do.
That's what the big thing is. But what did your mobile phone used to do when you got in touch with your to get in touch with your insurance company, didn't you?
If you direct down, line, yeah.
If you
had to break down with the siniestros.
And they then send you
a grua.
Yeah.
And you have an app on, or they send you an app, or you have an app on your phone that transmits where your phone
the pinpoint
is to
the
group.
Correct.
Exactly the same as the light does.
But listen, the V16 is an additional safety measure. Thank you.
Additional.
Not a replacement.
No, but that's not what you said earlier.
I know. But it's changing all the time. It's great.
By the way, it was Club Med 2, boat that's coming in.
What is it?
Club Med 2.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And just for your information, it is a zero on my sticker.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, it is. I checked.
So I'm in C band and you're in zero band.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, so the Canaries have registered 14 earthquakes in less than 24 hours. In fact, now where we are building in towards Montaña Roja Way, the new foundation will have to prepare because it's called an earthquake zone.
Really?
Is
so,
it?
Yeah, the building now, most on the whole of Canary Islands are classed as earthquake zones, so we have to do special foundations, reinforce that for it.
Is that why my house insurance covers against earthquake and eruption?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll have to check mine. I don't know whether it does.
No, it's worth definitely checking for that. And
is that not an act of God, then?
Good point. It can't be.
No, it can't be. They talk fires and things like that as an act of God. That's how they were able to get out of not paying out anything in Los Angeles.
I think that's hell.
Yeah, possibly. Have you covered that we've got another heat wave hitting us this weekend? Lanzarote and Graciosa will be awaiting temperatures of more than 30 degrees this weekend.
Really?
I'll
turn my pool heater off.
Why, have you been swimming?
Yeah. Oh, I think that's why I've got ear infection. Go tell doctor.
Otogen.
Yeah, that as well.
No, just go to a pharmacy. Clove oil. Clove oil.
Yeah.
People see me like this, head tilted on the plane, put a couple of drops there, excess that, and then my ear starts to go, and then go, and falls asleep.
Yeah.
It's a sedative. It's the same when you've got really bad toothache. Just take a clove, make it soft, and bite on it where you've got toothache, and the clove oil will just numb it.
Can you put a clove in your ear?
Don't know, but I'm sure he's tried.
Yeah.
He's probably asked ChatGPT if he could.
No, I went to the doctor yesterday. She gave me the drops. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to think then for a second.
Make sure I said it right then. Yeah.
What about putting in just some earplugs, swim plugs?
This is bad enough.
What, headphones?
Oh, you mean in the pool?
Yeah.
Don't.
Why?
I've just had to, because of wearing earplugs on the motorcycle in and out of dirt, I've just, this morning, had them syringed out.
Syringed out?
Hmm.
Did they go all the way through from one side to the other?
Well, it felt like it.
I've never had my ears syringed. I thought that's what she would do yesterday. But she looked into my ear and she says, no, she says, it's inflamed, you've got an infection.
Yes.
That's what she said. So they didn't syringe it. But it just feels as though I've got a lot of water or something in a gland under my ear.
Yeah, go and have it syringed.
No.
It's not an unpleasant experience.
Have you seen the size of the syringe?
Yes.
Well, Jesus, wet.
I only ever had mine done. I must have been 17 at the time, 18 maybe. So how long ago? 50 something years ago.
So I'm just going to say, and you're all going to go, oh no, because Robin's heard this before. We had a football match last Saturday.
No.
Yeah, with UD Lanzarote.
Mm-hmm.
Xenophobic and misbehaviour by the UD fans.
Was this racism towards the referee?
The match was, no, towards the linesman.
Ah.
They were throwing beer at the linesman. He was a Hindu.
Oh.
And there were xenophobic addresses to Atik.
What's a Hindu? Lays eggs.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, the thing being is the match was stopped for 7 minutes twice. So it wasn't 14 minutes, but it was 7 minutes twice. We were winning 3-2 till the last minute, and they scored 3-3. So really, at the end of the day, I reckon they should be deducted a point. But that's just me. I'm not against UD Lanzarote supporters or anything like that, but I am against anything like that.
Mm.
And it was addressed by the police. The police were called in.
Mm. And their manager, you said?
And their manager had to address their fans to stop doing it. And I hope it has been reported, because as a derby match...
Who do they report to then? League
people? It'll be the our equivalent of the FA or the league. Yeah. And it's not
will they be a small
league. We're talking that this is the
whole of Spain, aren't you?
The whole of Spain league, the La Liga. Yeah.
But will they take any notice?
We're just in the lower divisions, that's all. They take action, I don't think so, but I'm really surprised that UD Lanzarote allowed it to happen. And anyway... There you go. So that was a bit of news that you probably didn't see or hear about.
You're right. I didn't. But I did hear about bullfighting.
Yes.
It's been kicked into touch, though, hasn't it?
No.
No.
Well, bullfighting in mainland Spain...
No.
...is allowed.
Yes, but the PP proposed that it be included in something. And then they've now reversed their
decision. Yeah, except it's a bit ambiguous here in the Canaries, because in 1991 they prohibited the use of animals in fighting bullfighting was prohibited in 1991 in the Canaries.
But it hasn't happened here for 50 years, I understand.
However,
cockfighting
is. In 2013, it was amended to say it could be allowed to protect cultural.
Activities.
Cultural history and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah. But it doesn't happen here as far as I know.
No.
I don't think we have a bull ring here.
I think it's actually, it's diminishing, isn't it? In Spain itself. There's a lot, there is places that still do it, but I think it is diminishing. Mind you, I always think, bring back the Centurions, you know, and do that. That'd be all right.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. Putting all these illegal immigrants and see if they can fight the Centurions. Anyway, there you go. Another story. See, another boat came in, didn't it, this week?
I was going to say that there is a complaint this morning I've seen online. Another Jonathan de Leon, who is the...
not the...
Prime Minister of Arrecife or whatever he is. He's complained bitterly that they've got another 100, I think it's 137.
Yeah, they landed there this week.
On a patera.
Yeah.
And he's saying that they should all be sent back to Morocco.
Yeah, just send them back. Oh, but are they coming from Morocco? Are they coming from...
Well, it doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's just saying send them.
Western Sahara and lower down.
Could be anywhere.
Know.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm. And...
it's destabilising everything.
But my understanding, no reason's here at the moment, but my understanding was that any people that land in pateras here are automatically now sent to the mainland.
Well, this is the access to them. This is how they get into Europe.
No, but before they weren't. I mean,
no,
but we had loads.
Yeah, I mean,
here.
We had. If I'm not so certain, but in the refugee camp next to the National Police Station.
Possibly,
I think there is. I think you'll find that near here, there is a what is it, immigrant camp there.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this will be boring for...
Motorbikes.
Aye?
Swimming, sporting.
It's okay for Robin and myself, but not you.
Canoeing.
No.
Old age pension.
Electric car charging points.
Oh, right. Right, carry on.
Have you tried the one in town yet?
Has Duriel left food over there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but it might be a lunch. You never know. Oh. You'll be eating a sandwich.
Have you tried the one in town yet?
Many times.
Good?
Use it all the time.
Oh, good.
It's fast.
So you don't want to come to my house anymore and use...
Well, occasionally, It's very fast. And on that point, I emailed a couple of companies and all the chargers in the marina are now functioning. So that's
Not free.
Not free. There's 17 of them. They all work now.
So you go in to charge your car. It has to be on for 4 hours, maybe, something like that. And you have to pay for parking at the same time, don't you?
Yes. Well, guess what? When you have install the app on your phone, it actually comes up and tells you there will be an additional charge for parking. Okay. The whole point of this is boring, I know, but there's not a single working charger in the area of PDC, Portadel Carmen, run by TS. No, there's not a single charger working. Nothing.
Not working or not installed?
Not working.
Oh, right.
We have 6 new additional chargers in Playa Blanca now.
Where are they then?
Inge team. In various car parks. There's another one round near where Overseas is. However, they're not connected. None of them. Anyway, I'll move on from that because I know that's boring for you. And let you know we're being invaded.
By red crabs, blue crabs.
Yeah.
Yeah, blue crabs.
I'm impressed.
And we're also being invaded by the American cockroach, which is about the size of a locust.
It's big, isn't it?
Very big.
Well, I didn't think it's 2 inches. That's not particularly big.
What?
That's 2 inches.
That's only height, lengthwise.
No, that's its length. I didn't think it was particularly big. I've seen cockroaches round here longer than that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I've seen them with two legs. Yeah.
But I mean, I've not seen any of these blue crabs yet down at Tirada or anywhere like that. But they are, they've invaded Chaco San Ynez.
Oh, right.
And
so is that where they swim naked?
Oh, no, that's Chaco de Pala.
I was going to say, that's a big... you got crabs.
Actually, it is a big crab.
Oh, that's where the boats are, in Arrecife.
No, it's...
Inland.
Inland, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chaco San Ynez is inland.
Yes. Yeah, that's where they are.
But how big are they then?
That doesn't work on radio, does it? But
crab size.
About 5 inches then.
Yeah, quite big. I mean, the research I've done on them, they're edible, they're good eating, but with a caveat. The problem is
antipoise.
They like dirty water.
Ah, that sounds right then for the
Chaco San Ynez is dirty water.
It's still
and in fact
into Flamingo Beach, is that Flamingo the same? Beach,
oh, that should be there.
Yeah. I would imagine Flamingo Beach. Start a panic off. They're all screaming, running out of water. A bit like Jaws.
And of course don't forget that swimming is still banned in Arrecife, in the area of the big beach. Sewage pollution from canal.
Yeah, sewage pollution. They've been ordered, haven't they, to get onto it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mean to say they'll do anything.
No, but there you go.
So anyway, if they appear in Tirada Beach, be my dinner.
Yeah, absolutely.
The strange thing is they come from North America.
But what did you say? There's a caveat, you said.
They live in dirty. They like dirty water. So there will be diseases amongst them. And of course you've got to cook them live, haven't you, as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean the crabs on around town beach on them rocks and that, some big ones on there, isn't there? They're the red ones. They're like a red colour.
I'm not sure if you can eat those.
No.
If you can't catch them, you can't eat them.
Oh, they're very quick, apparently. I've seen them. Anyway. And anything else, Michael?
Yeah. It's an unfortunate one, but 65-year-old German swimmer.
Oh, yes.
Orthola Beach.
Yeah.
Orthola Beach?
So, yeah.
Which is a very... very dangerous beach.
Well, the ferry going across to Graciosa Street.
Yeah, it's much like on Graciosa, which you two haven't been to.
Where's no, that? No, this well, is true. Very true.
Very true.
Very true.
And looking at the price for a tourist to go across, it's quite expensive.
29 euros.
I saw that this week.
That's too much.
Sorry, yeah. I'm not a tourist.
Huh?
No, I know we're not a tourist, but I know.
Anyway.
Carry on. Do you have to have a viaki to get on that ferry? I never thought. Or is it just your TIE?
I don't remember ever taking a viaki.
No. I just wondered. Because you do if you go across this one. By rights.
You do?
I showed mine at the when we bought the tickets to go across.
Yeah, but you show everything, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Carry on.
The only thing I've had to show... on my crossings to Coroleco is the TIE.
And do you know that you're supposed to carry your passport with you? Maritime.
I do.
Maritime law states on a boat you must have your passport at all times. There you go. Just thought I'd let you know.
So it goes down to the bottom with you. I'm going to play some music.
Yeah. And just me.
Yeah, because I want to drink my tea.
De alegría disparando en los ojos y todo aquel que la mira se llena de amor. Es el ángel de la guarda para los demonios. Les juro que no les exagero, todo es corazón. Tiene la vida más vida si la tiene cerca. Es el paraguas, no te baila el agua sin más. la risa que alivia todos los problemas. Es esa palabra que escucha cada suspirar. Es una vela encendida porque si hay un día en la oscuridad, vierte un ratito la herida, por eso es mi amiga para bien y mal. Qué bonito es saber que siempre estás ahí. Quiero que sepas que voy a cuidar de ti. Qué bonito es querer y poder confiar. Afortunado yo por tener tu amistad. Que rompe cuando se pone valiente, no sabe frenar, no tiene miedo a la gente, lucha en el desorden de la justicia canalla por la libertad. Es una vela encendida porque si hay un día en la oscuridad, vierte un ratito en la herida, por eso es mi amiga para bien y mal. Qué bonito es saber que siempre estás ahí. Quiero que sepas que, voy a cuidar de ti. Qué bonito es querer y poder confiar. Afortunado yo por tener tu amistad. Ella no supo qué hacer cuando la derrotaron. Ella aprendió de las lágrimas, harta de llorar. Por ello tiene ese brillo y el grito de un faro. Es el paso para el caminito perdido a encontrar. Qué bonito es saber que siempre estás ahí. Quiero que sepas que voy a cuidar de ti. Qué bonito es querer y poder confiar. Afortunado yo por tener tu amistad. Un, dos, tres,
got to go and have a look at that.
Anyway, Michael.
What are you looking at now, that Michael?
That was Manuel Carrasco, Que Bonita Es Querer. Ah. And you're listening to The Mix on Lanzarotemix.net, Lanzarotemix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on the radio, 107.6
for
FM.
1 hour. ME. For 1 hour only.
1 hour.
And we're just about...
Yeah, we're
done.
We're nearly done. 10 minutes, maybe.
When you've got two phones diverted to your phone, isn't that?
I know. Anyway, then you use Michael. What
I feel like that film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh yes.
One's in a plane, one's in a train, and I'm sure somebody's around in an automobile right now.
Yes.
Oh,
a really unusual incident in the port at Arrecife this Thursday.
An incident or something that's going to happen?
No, it's happened on Thursday.
Oh, this
which
thing.
It would be.
Yeah, incident then.
Yes. Basically...
Two boats crashed.
No, a serious confrontation between Policía Local, motorbike riders, and the port police.
Oh.
Which, complicated story, but it ended... The port police said that the local police had got no authority in there. they order them to hand over what appears to be their batons. You tell me, extensible defence.
Yeah. Oh, yes, so the
yeah, okay. And then they arrested them.
Oh.
Put them in a car and took them away.
Oh.
I mean,
that sounds interesting. What were they doing?
Carrying illegal weapons, but sound of it.
Was that the 4,000 kilos that were found and put on the dock? That was an impressive photograph.
Wasn't it just?
4,000 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah.
And how many thousands did escape?
Well, yeah, yeah. Do what old Trumpy does, blow them out of water.
So we don't know what why? They were arrested for.
It's not been reported why.
Unless they're illegal weapons, Mick.
That's the whole point. There's a big case going on about the fact that it was improper seizure.
Yes.
But they've got guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some police locale don't have bullets, do they? They have rubber bullets.
I don't know. Is that a fact?
I'm not. Well, it's what
it's rubber
I believe.
Bullets. Yes, they I'm have not, to use rubber bullets.
I'm not going to test them at all, unless I fire them at my car.
But one of those rubber bullets can cause, if you could put it like at the juggler, so that
not,
it can.
They're not rubber. Ah. Let me just tell you now, a rubber bullet is not rubber. It is plastic, and it hurts.
I can tell you from personal experience, okay, when I was a firearms officer, we were practicing new room entries, and the new method was, with your partner, they take the door off, and you do a running forward roll into the room, and stay flat on your back. What? Open your legs.
Is this what you tried, Jean?
Is that what she
outside
did?
The chemist,
is this
roll.
What you're practicing so you keep in form?
Yeah, so you stay down, just raise yourself up and shoot through your open legs. I shot myself in my right foot with a rubber bullet.
And they're not rubber though, are they, Mick?
No. No.
It's lucky you won't fire in other rubbers.
Well, there you go.
No comment.
Anything else?
He's got this sheet here.
He's not talking though. This is really good radio, Michael.
Yep, Matt. He's reading. Should be ahead. We should have two.
Well,
we should have two studios. A new studio. We were talking about studio.
Have you seen now? The cinema is putting on more and more original version films on. Before it used to just be one, but now they've got four at a time between Atlantida and Dayland.
Perhaps because they aren't getting anybody to see the Spanish.
Well, probably that, yes. I mean, one of the sellers was off. But, yeah, they had Downton Abbey, the final, the grand final there. No, I enjoyed it. It was quite interesting to see how it all
good.
Just... I enjoyed it.
I'm not a Downton Abbey fan, but I watched it because it's on John's system.
Yeah, no, but I enjoyed it.
You watched it because Linda wanted to watch
it. Yeah. You know, you sit there, you go...
Oh, and the other thing is, we've got a new florist on the block, Dolores, which is in Calle Corrillo, near the post office.
Yeah.
So Louisa had that for many years, I think 2-3 decades or more. She was always looking for somebody to take it over, but she was very particular who would. So I went in there to order some flowers for some honeymooners staying at one of our villas.
So you've taken it over, have you?
I wish. And basically met this lovely lady who's been working there and shadowing Louisa for 6 months. Her Spanish has gone from maybe 10% to 75% in those 6 months. And I must admit, her arrangements, the attention to detail, and just how good she really is worth going.
What about the flowers?
Flowers are amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing,
and I
yes.
didn't realise there were a florist in the Mall.
Yes, downstairs. Very
by
good.
Next to the car
very
park.
Good. Yeah.
There's one in the Biosphere, isn't there?
Is there one in Biosphere?
There was. I don't know whether it's still
there. I don't know. I mean, Dayland one yesterday was very busy because obviously tomorrow...
Dayland.
Yeah, Dayland's very busy at the moment, so they set up tables outside and serving all the people with arrangements.
It's you.
Is your alarm going off? It's you. Is that your pacemaker saying...
Yeah.
Calm down. They were very busy yesterday with all their central floral. So anybody going to any of the cemeteries tomorrow, it's just going to be a range of colours. Tinajo Town Hall, what they do is there's a lot of people that can't get to loved ones because they now don't live here, but they make sure that every single person has flowers on their tomb, which is always a good detail as well. But yes, tomorrow's All Saints Day, and tonight I'm going to be trick-or-treating.
And unless... unless you don't like flowers or you're allergic to them?
Depends. There's certain flowers that you can. Same with cats. If you're allergic to cats, then you get either the Egyptian cats, because they're hairless, they're just vicious. So yeah, same with some flowers. There are certain flowers that won't cause an allergic reaction. But mine is that I was on receiving end of a nice bouquet last week, and it's just a shame they just don't last. That's the sad thing. How beautiful the intention is, and then they don't last.
No, it is sad.
He's trying to find his news, what he's scanning. He's trying to figure out how to get on that boat. Isn't he?
Who?
Is he trying to figure out how to get on the Club Med too?
I don't know what he's trying to do.
I was.
I knew it.
He's definitely breathing heavy.
I know. He's getting excited. That's why the alarm went off. Oh, that reminded me. That's you, isn't it?
In the chicken
outfit. All right. Is that how you used to be undercover chasing people?
Yeah.
Dressed as a chicken.
Yeah.
Bite things. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Bueno. Por fin puede ser algo en español. He comenzado música hoy. Solo vamos a estar una hora con ustedes porque todos tenemos vida y yo no puedo dejar ellos abandonados otra vez más si suena el teléfono. Disculpe, te pido la antemano. Bueno, está escuchando el programa Mix aquí en Residencia Laura, en directo para la última hora. Hoy es día de Halloween. Si vas a salir, cuidadín y no come tanto chuches porque va a doler muchísimo la barriga. Bueno, hasta la próxima.
Is that Michael's been eyeing your food up.
Yeah, I know. I brought them for you guys. The witch's fingers.
We give you witch's fingers. So it's Halloween tonight?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh. Is that trick or treat?
Yeah, trick or treat tonight. You've
got to get all sweets in.
You've got to get all candy in.
Why do you think I've got this bloody t-shirt on?
I think you're trying to say I've been off for work, but I've lost so much you can see my bones.
Yeah,
it's a bloody t-shirt. I didn't realise.
Oh, thank you. I'll have one of them. Anyway, you've been listening to the mix on LanzarotteMix.net, LanzarotteMix.com, locally to Playa Blanca on 107.6 FM.
Lovely.
I've been Robin North, and I'm joined today by
Stu Ogburn.
Yeah,
Nick Easton and Nuria Rochkasalis.
Thank you.
And
Thank you very much.
I'm Robin North. Yeah. I think I said that, didn't I? Anyway, hopefully the hour's up. Not hopefully the hour's up, but hopefully next week we might manage a couple of hours. We'll just have to see. And round about now, we normally say
That is us.